Father, bless these words to our hearts in Jesus' name. Turn with me, please, to Psalm 63. Okay. The Word of God says, "Because your loving kindness is better than life, my lips shall praise you." God's loving kindness. What is loving kindness? Loving kindness is a word that was coined for the Bible. It was not used anywhere else in the original languages. It was coined by the writers of the scriptures for use in the scriptures. And it is a word that incorporates all of God's characteristics. It incorporates His love, His mercy, His kindness, His gentleness, His goodness. It incorporates His mode of operation towards us, His grace. It incorporates His tenderness towards us. It incorporates His favor for us and His gifts toward us. And in this one word, we have the fullness of God's character. And it's a character of loving kindness. And it is better than life. Why is it better than life? Because apart from God's loving kindness, there is no life. Apart from God's loving kindness, all I have is a condemned struggle somehow to please Him. I'm no different than some of the major religions of the world that simply try to please God in a self-effort but never actually know Him or His heart towards them. It's better than life. My lips shall praise Thee. That word praise there is the word shabba, and it's an exaltation. It's an exaltation producing a calm. So I will exalt God, I will praise God in my lips, in my testimony, in my confession, I will praise God, and it produces a calm in me. Why does it produce a calm in me? Because in order for my lips to praise God, I have to be centered on God. I cannot be centered on my problems. I cannot be centered on my faults or your faults. I cannot be centered on mistakes. I can only praise God if I am centered on God. And so when I am centered on God, and that becomes my confession, that I confess, one, to the atmosphere, two, to other people. By the way, this is one of the reasons why I'm always gentle with believers, as a believer. I cannot deal with people harshly according to their mistakes or according to their failures. Why? Because I am making a confession to the atmosphere. And that atmosphere then uses that confession as a weapon. And it projects according to that confession to that person. So in doing so, I stop being in alliance with God and I start being in alliance with Satan. It is imperative that I practice what it means when it says in Romans 2:4 that the goodness of God leads people to repentance. If somebody fails, if somebody is wrong, if somebody does me wrong, if I fail, I confess the loving kindness of God and I practice restoration toward that person or toward myself, whichever the case may be. And as I practice that, I take on an alliance with the loving kindness of God. Too many times it happens that even though we have to deal with things as believers, perhaps we have families or we're in a position of some sort of authority somewhere, too many times it happens that our confession towards the person that we have to approach or deal with something is one that lacks loving kindness. It is one of anger or mood. Well, what is happening there, I have entered into iniquity because I didn't like what they did and I have become self-occupied in it and occupied with the fact that I didn't like it. And so now I am in an alliance with the enemy against that person's soul. I have to be extremely careful not to go there. Why? Because as I'm in an alliance with the enemy, his government is strengthened in me. And he now has weapons with which he has to attack another. It is imperative that the believer be very cautious with their tongue, either towards themselves or somebody else. When somebody fails, I go to them in a spirit of restoration, not in a spirit of hostility or anger. Now, mind you, I said in a spirit of restoration, not just the words of restoration. Why? Because the spirit is always discerned. And so I go to them with a spirit of hostility, perhaps, but words of restoration. And what I have done is I have lied against God. Because the words are betraying the heart. And the heart is not aligned with the words. I am lying. I have to be very careful that my approach is always one of loving kindness and tender mercies. What will happen? That person's capacity will be released to grow. When somebody makes a mistake, they know they've made a mistake. I don't need to reinforce the mistake. I need to give them a way out of the mistake. If I make a mistake, I know I made a mistake. I don't have to reinforce the mistake in myself. I need to give myself a way out of the mistake. And how do I do that? I focus on the loving kindness of the Savior. And by doing that, I get out of whatever failure I have. Sometimes I may still fail, but I practice rebound. Loving kindness quickens me to practice rebound. In Psalm 104 and verse 3, the Word of God says that loving kindness, I'm crowned by God with loving kindness and tender mercies. And a crown is a covering that represents authority and it's over the head. What does that mean? Well, there's an authority of loving kindness in my mind, in the way that I evaluate, in my thoughts, and I start having the thoughts of Christ because they are the thoughts with the authority of loving kindness. And when that authority comes in and starts producing an effectual work in me, it starts to transform me because the character of God is what I'm being conformed to. So loving kindness is a crown, transforms the way that I think. And what does it produce? It produces the helmet of salvation. It produces thoughts and a covering for the mind that leads me to deliverance from whatever problem or attack I may be in. From whatever element of the flesh there may be. And I am delivered by the loving kindness of God. In Psalm 48 verse 9, we have thought, O God, on your loving kindness in the midst of your people. When I express loving kindness toward another believer, or another believer expresses loving kindness toward me, then the thoughts of loving kindness are those thoughts that begin to pervade in my mind. And those are the thoughts that start to energize who I am. And those are the thoughts that conform me to the image of Christ in my thinking. The image of Christ does not start in my behavior. The image of Christ starts in my thinking. And it is in my thought life that I am conformed to the image of Christ by having the mind of Christ. And the mind of Christ is the mind of loving kindness. Then I become transformed in my mind toward God, and my actions, my decisions will reflect what is in my mind. Loving kindness and tender mercies. This is how I deal with things. In loving kindness and tender mercies, in all things, I run to the heart of God. In all things, I accept the heart of God. I don't accept things like frustration or negativity or fear or anxiety. I don't accept things like doubt or unbelief or insecurity. I cast those down because those are imaginations and high things that exalt themselves against God. I cast down things that like frustration with myself when I keep failing at the same thing, or frustration with you when you keep failing at the same thing. I cast those down. I cast down those things that are of self, that say me and I. And I prefer this, and I don't like, and this affects me in such a way, and I don't like it. I cast it down. I don't entertain it. I cast it down. Why? Because it is a high thing that exalts itself against the Word of God, the knowledge of Christ, the doctrine of Christ. And I cast that down. And when I cast it down, I start operating in the mind of Christ, because I allow the mind of self to not pervade. I allow the mind of God to be on the throne of my thought life. My frame of reference is changed. And that frame of reference will then be expressed in my words and in my lifestyle, in my actions. When a person fails, they are not expressing necessarily a rebellious nature. They are expressing a need. And they are looking for Christ. Failure usually is not out of rebellion. Failure usually is out of a need. This is why loving kindness has to come in when the failure takes place, because it will satisfy the need. Condemnation will create a greater need. Hostility will create a greater need. Frustration creates a greater need. Bad self-image creates a greater need. But loving kindness soothes the heart. Your loving kindness in Psalm 26:3 is before my eyes, and I have walked in your truth. And so when the loving kindness of God is my perception and is the foundation of my perception, I walk in truth. I walk in righteousness and integrity before God. It is out of His loving kindness that happens. It is out of the mercy and the gentleness and the goodness of God that brings me to repentance, that I walk in truth. And this is where I find my life. And this is where I find God. And this is where I find the things of God. And this is how I enter into my calling, by the loving kindness of God constantly in my perception. So I'm not afraid. I'm not condemned. I'm not insecure. I don't have a bad self-image. It is the foundation of my perception. And that perception leads me into the truth of God. Trying to walk in righteousness apart from loving kindness is not truth. It's law. And so I walk according to the heart of God. Right? I walk according to the heart of God. Because that's where I find the Word, the Spirit and the Word that give life, rather than the letter that kills me. Loving kindness and tender mercies. How precious is your loving kindness, O God, in Psalm 36:7. Therefore the children of men put their trust under the shadow of your wings. And when I have fellowshipped with the loving kindness of God, when that has taken over my perception, when that has become my frame of reference, what happens? Number one, the heart of God becomes very precious to me. It breaks my heart. And the heart of God is very dear to me, and it becomes very valuable to me, and I don't want to do anything that would harm the heart of God. And then what happens? I put my trust under the shadow of His wings. I put my trust in His protection, in His care for me, in His heart toward me, in His ability toward me, and His leading towards me. I put my trust in all that God is and the protection that He provides in my life. And this is how I am quickened and how I grow. And this is how I am able to walk in a calling, rather than trying to enter a calling out of nervousness or fear or duty. I enter into a calling because I have the heart of God. And this is where sight goes away, in the calling because I have the heart of God. Do you see what I'm saying? The loving kindness of God is the foundation for grace. The loving kindness of God is the foundation for everything that God does toward me. The loving kindness of God is the foundation of every thought that He thinks toward me. The loving kindness of God is the essential character that God possesses. There is nothing in God towards the believer other than loving kindness. And so that is what I receive from Him, His loving kindness. It draws me in Jeremiah 31:3. It draws me. It takes me from where I was. If I was, for example, backslidden or hurt, or if I was somehow, you know, something else went wrong, some other kind of a wound or some other kind of a failure, whatever it may be, or maybe just dull and maybe just a little bit passive, or maybe just familiar. Well, the loving kindness of God draws me out of those conditions. It's the loving kindness of God that takes care of me that way. In Psalm 40 and verse 11, it preserves me once it has drawn me out. The loving kindness preserves me there. In Psalm 119:88, it revives me and it gives me a new life and it gives me a new quickening. It gives me a new spirit to walk with God, to live with Him. It gives me a fervency where there was no fervency. The loving kindness of God is why God even hears my prayers in Psalm 119 and 149. And because of His loving kindness, even when I am down, He hears what I say and I call to Him and He hears my voice and He answers. In Psalm 69:16, hear me, O Lord, for the loving kindness, for Your loving kindness is good. Hear me, O Lord, for Your loving kindness is good. Turn me according to the multitude of Your tender mercies. This is how God does things in my life. He hears me and He answers me with loving kindness. And He takes whatever place I am in my life that's not quite right and He turns me with His tender mercies. This is how God operates. In Psalm 89 and verse 33, He will not take His loving kindness from me. And He will not allow His faithfulness to fail. And it doesn't matter how bad I blow it. It doesn't matter what mistake I make. It doesn't matter what my day was like. It doesn't matter what anybody has done or what the circumstances may be. His loving kindness will not be taken from me. And His faithfulness will never fail me. How do I learn the loving kindness of God? In Psalm 48:9. I learn it in the assembly of the believers who are Spirit-filled and Spirit-led. I think upon His loving kindness and it's in the midst of the temple of God. And as I go into the temple of God with the other believers where we think on the loving kindness, where we practice the loving kindness of God, always practice the loving kindness of God. Always, in all your thoughts, practice the loving kindness of God. Why? Because God is practicing it toward you. So receive it. Always practice the loving kindness of God. And you learn it in the midst of the temple and then it takes over God's temple. Whatever may happen, wherever you may be, turn to God's loving kindness. It will not fail. In all your dealings, turn to God's loving kindness. It will not fail. Why? Because in 1 Corinthians 13, love never fails. Love does not fail. The loving kindness of God is effectual. It has an effect. It has the effect in your life. It has the effect of other people's lives. The loving kindness of God does not fail you. Why? It's His character. His character is incapable of failing you. It will not fail you. The loving kindness of God will always restore you. The loving kindness of God will always sustain you. You know what happens? People look horizontally rather than vertically in the circumstance. And they look at their circumstance rather than looking at the loving kindness of God. And so they see the heat when it comes because they are looking right at the heat. That when my gaze, my focus, my heart, when the frame of reference that I have is the loving kindness of God, there is no heat. There's only God's character and His faithfulness, and that's all there is. Turn to the loving kindness of God. Whatever you do, turn to the loving kindness of God. It will not fail you. Amen?